So I would invite you to join with me as we share in this litany of thanksgiving and consecration. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God.
It is right to do so.
God, you dreamed a wonderful dream, and into that dream you brought all things that exist. The rocks, the water, the air, the fire, plants of all shapes and sizes, animals that fly in the air, or move on and under the ground, or swish in the sea. You looked at it all and said,
"This is good."
It was good. It is good. But sometimes people forgot that you created all things in love. Sometimes, even now, people forget that you created all things in love. You sent wise youth and wise elders to try to help us to slow down and listen to you. You sent prophets and judges, teachers and preachers to try to call us back to your love.
Sometimes we listened, sometimes we ignored them, sometimes we pushed them away, sometimes we still do.
But when the time was right, you decided to send someone else to your people. Jesus of Nazareth, born like us, growing up with us, teaching and preaching, and most of all, loving us.
He tried to show us how to live your kingdom, how to live your love.
He laughed with those who laughed and cried with those who cried.
He invited everyone to eat together at your table of love.
Today we pray for all who need your presence. We pray for all who need your love. We pray asking you to help us to be your hands in the world, sharing your love everywhere. With all of the angels and saints, with all of our grandparents and wise ones, past and present, we celebrate Christ's presence with all creation.
We celebrate Jesus' birth.
We ask that you might fill this bread, this cup, and all people everywhere with your spirit. As we eat and drink, help us to remember the change Jesus brought to people's lives. And help us to remember the change Christ brings each and every day.
May the bread we eat and the juice we drink help us to be one with all of Christ's disciples.
Help us to be one with all of creation, now and always. On the night before Jesus was taken to his death, he gathered with his friends and disciples, and he took a loaf of bread, gave thanks to you, and then broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Each time you eat this bread, remember me." He took up a cup of wine, again gave thanks, and then gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my promise, my covenant for now and forever in my life, blood. You are forgiven. All are forgiven. Each time you drink like this, remember me."
So we eat, so we drink, so we remember.
Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all power and glory are yours, now and forever, Holy God. And all the people said,
"Amen."
This is an open table. This is not a particular group's table. It is open to all. And so, as we come to sharing the elements, I would ask if our servers would come forward, and if folks in the pews would, oh, we'll let the choir go first. If the choir would come out and get ready to show you by example how this system is supposed to work. No, just, yeah, you don't have to go to the back. Although if you need exercise, you know.